Okay, so the answers to the quiz. There should be six. There should be six. I've got six items. There were six layers. There were six children with money. And there's six bits of music. So the first one, hands up if you know who sang this. Who? Only who? Mariah Carey. Okay. Hands up if you know the name of the song. They can't all come from one table, surely. Okay. Is? Oh, I thought it was Two Front Teeth. Oh, there we go. All I want for Christmas is you. And who knows what year? All, well, you can have both of those, but you're not going to get a prize because both wrong. Anybody, any? 1990? 92, we're getting closer. 98, we've gone way past it. 94, let's put you out of your misery. 1994. Okay, number two. Number two. You can have 2 points. It's going to make absolutely no difference. 2 points. You get a point for each thing you get right, if you get any right. Okay, number two. What was the name of the song? No. I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day by Wizard. And what year? 75? 78? We're going in the wrong direction, just a hint. 73. Bang on the nail. Well done. Okay, number three. What was the name of the song? Number three? Do They Know It's Christmas? Sung by? No, it was Elastoplast. There was a... No, you're right, it was Band-Aid. It was Band-Aid. And what year? 84. Brilliant. 84 it was. Okay. I put this one in for the children. Number four. Number four was... White Christmas by Bing Crosby. Now, what year? What year do we think? Sorry, you've said three things on that table already. Which are you going for? 55? 58? 48? We're getting closer. 42? 1942. Okay, number five. Number five. Who do you think you heard singing in number five? Cleft Pilchard, that's correct. Cliff Richard. And what was he singing? Sorry? It was Mistletoe and Wine. Yeah, don't eat those together. They'll upset your tummy. So, Mistletoe and Wine, and what year do you think it was? Two Fat Ladies. 1988. And then the last one, sung entirely by a bird, which was amazing. So, first of all, what was the name of the song? Driving Home for Christmas. Who by? Chris Rea. Where? But why? And what year did he do it? It was a while ago. 81? Or somewhere in between 81 and 91, sort of roughly bang in the middle between them two. 86, well done. That's it, that's the end of the quiz. And there are no prizes. I am going to let you stand if you're able as we sing our second song this morning. Jesus, Hope of the Nations. You were hoping for a prize and you didn't get one. We're learning all about hope this morning. Let's stand together. ¶¶ So we're going to enter the realm of complex mathematics now. We've got one orange. We've got one red ribbon. You've got more than one cocktail stick, but I'm only going to use four. We've got some sweets, and we've got some tin foil, and we've got a candle. Who knows what that equals? Any idea? Oh, and we've also got a sharp knife. So I'm just going to... It is a Chris Tingle. Well done. Do you know, this is the first time I've ever done this. And just... What I'm going to do is I'm going to insert the candle into the top of the orange. Oh, I hope that didn't hurt you, orange. And I'm going to put the red around my orange. Are you impressed at my crafting skills? Is there anybody in the room who'd like to take this home afterwards? Anybody like to take it home? Would you... Oh, crikey. Or more than one. Okay. Well, I was watching this chap on TV called Harry Hill, and he said that, you know, when more than one person wants something, there's only one way to solve it, and that's fight. But we're not going to do that today. We're not going to do that. But the reason that we're making this is, if you think of the orange represents the world, the whole of the world. And the red ribbon represents the blood of Jesus. Because Jesus came for the whole world. It says in the Bible that God so loved the whole world that he gave his one and only son, Jesus, for the sins of the whole world. Isn't that absolutely amazing? So we've got the red ribbon. With Jesus, the light of the world, the candle. The tin foil is just there to stop the wax going on the orange. No significance apart from that. And the sweets are here. Do you know what the sweets are for? The sweets are so that I can stick the cocktail stick into my finger and immediately need to be rushed to A&E. We get... The cocktail sticks remind us that Jesus came at Christmas, but he's with us all the time. So the four cocktail sticks represent the four seasons of the year. Okay, so hands up, first season of the year. What's the first one in the year? No, it's not. Because January the 1st doesn't fall in spring, does it? So what's the first one in the year? Winter. Second one? You know this. Spring. That's right. Third one? Summer. Or as we call it, rainy. Unless, you've got relatives in New Zealand, haven't you? I'd have to hazard a guess that if he has, you have as well. Are you two related? Yeah, that was so they're your relatives as well. Don't you like them? I said, don't you like them? You said they weren't yours. Oh, no. What? It's all right. They're probably not watching yet because they'll still be in bed. Or they'll have gone to bed because are they ahead of us or behind us? So this has already happened there. Okay. So the four cocktail sticks, they represent the four seasons of the year. The sweets represent all the ways that God blesses us all through the year. And that's called a Chris Tingle. And the idea is that you take it home. So who wants it? Well, actually, you're okay. Because I have here some that I prepared earlier. So the deal is, who wants it? There you go. Come on, form a queue. Come on, quickly. There we go. You can take that one. Who wants to take the one I've just made? There we go. There we go. There we go. candles falling out. There you go. Anybody else want one? There's some more in the box. You're welcome. Would you like one to take home?
I would love one.
There you go. Not in the chair. Don't light the candles in the chair. Oh, you lost one of the... Oh, it snapped. Oh, dear. Oh, I'm really sorry about that. That's because I put plastic ones in these because I thought they were safer to give to children. There you go. I'll give you one with four corners of the world. Of course you can. Price. Well, I'll just leave them here. I'll take the knife away. So, that's what you get when you add those things together. Now, I've got something for you to take away with you. If you've taken a Chris Tingle, you might like to take a sheet. It tells you some of the stuff that I've told you and some other stuff. But on the back, it's got a prayer that you might like to have a read through and fill in some ideas of things you'd like to pray for. I'll just leave them there. There's some more over here if you want one. Do help yourself. Adults, you can take them as well because I can't recycle them now because I've printed on both sides. So, waste not, want not. So, as we enter Advent, the Chris Tingle reminds us of the reason why we celebrate Christmas. It's because God so loved the world that he did send his only Son. But Jesus didn't just come and live. Jesus came and died. And he died on the cross. He poured out his own blood, which washes away all the bad stuff we do. So we're going to pray now. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you that you sent your Son Jesus for us. Father, we thank you that you did it because you loved the world and every person in it. And Father God, today there are people who are living with the sound of bombs and gunfire. Today there are people who haven't got enough to eat or drink. There are people with nowhere to live. Father, today there are people who are brokenhearted because somebody they love has died. Today, Father, there are people who are frightened because they have got an illness that they know is going to be the end of their life. And it's for people like this that you sent Jesus. And we thank you so much. And we ask that as we prepare for Christmas, you'd help us to remember why you sent your Son. And that like the wise men and the shepherds and Mary and Joseph and all the people that he met through his life, we too might worship Jesus. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing our final song. And it's Come People of the Risen King.
Oh,
seated. We've got two quick notices before we let you go. The first one is going to be given by Becky. Dun, dun, dun.
Don't run, I've still got half a cup of tea.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, morning. I just wanted to mention to you about the nativity that we are having on the 17th, so 2 weeks today. It's called The World Good News of Christmas. I've got some posters and leaflets, so if anyone could take those and distribute them out. Want all of you to come, and I'd love you all to dress up as your favourite person from the nativity, and we'll all join in and have a celebration. And also, I've got some speaking parts, so if anybody wants to be part of it and they don't mind, if you want to come and see me, and that'd be great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And unusually for us, we're having an evening service today. We're doing a Tree of Light service. And if you've not been to a Tree of Light service, it has within it an act of remembrance for those that you love that are no longer with us. And it's a good way of dealing with those feelings that can arise when we enjoy ourselves at Christmas and we feel a little bit guilty because somebody isn't there this time. And that can cause us a bit of upset. So it's an opportunity to deal with that with Jesus this evening and to sing some Christmas carols and to drink some mulled wine afterwards, alcohol-free, of course, and to eat some warm mince pies or some chocolate log. So we'd love to see you. And if you, just as I've been speaking, you're thinking, oh, that would be a good thing to bring Mabel to. She's been really sad recently. Then do so. We've got loads of mince pies, lots to go around. So that would be really good. Now we're going to say, are you ready? Are you ready? Do you remember your job? You'd gone to sleep, hadn't you? You were away. You were off with the fairies there. I saw you. Right, are you ready? You've got to be ready. We're going to stand together and we're going to bless one another with an ancient Christian prayer. And if you can't read the words, or just because you're nice, you can look at other people, smile, wink, nod, put your thumbs up, let them know that you love them, and that'll be cool. Here we go. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Amen. And thank you for everybody who's taken part this morning. You were brilliant. Did you all get lots of chocolate? Yeah. Great, that's okay.